I'm an Israeli Australian musician based in Melbourne. I play the cello and sing. I have been doing that for most of my life.
You've got a very special project.
It's a poetry and music project that is dedicated to one of my favorite poems called Yehuda Amichai. And it's actually a collaboration with author Lee Kaufman.
Tell us about this collaboration and tell us something about Lee Kaufman.
Well, Lee is a lovely author. Share the same background. We both migrated to Australia from Israel. We both share the frustration of the way Israel is perceived outside of Israel. And of course, you know, people getting all their information from the media, and the connotation of Israel is not very positive at the moment, or it has been like that ever since it was established. People kind of connected to war and violence, and we wanted to show a different side and something beautiful about the Israeli culture. And you know, we're both poetry lovers, so we got together and decided to put up a show, a poetry reading, storytelling, and music show about Yehuda Amichai.
Yes. That's fantastic. Can you tell our listeners something about Yehuda Amichai?
Yeah, Yehuda Amichai is probably the most celebrated Israeli poet outside of Israel. He's been translated into 40 languages. He almost won the Nobel Prize and the Israel Prize. And his poetry, I think one of the things that makes it so special is that it's both very Israeli, and at the same time there's something very humane that almost every person could relate to.
I know that Yehuda Amichai has written all his poems in Hebrew, but can you recite to us one of his poems that has been translated into English?
Sure, I'd love to. Instead of a Love Poem. It's also the title of our show, by the way. and he dedicated this poem to his wife, Hannah. From thou shall not seed a kid in its mother's milk, they made the many laws of kashrut. But the kid is forgotten, and the milk is forgotten, and the mother is forgotten. In this way, from I love you, we made all our life together, but I've not forgotten you as you were then.
Can you tell us where you're going to perform?
The Sydney Jewish Writers Festival will be on from the 27th to the 28th of August this year.
And in Melbourne?
Yeah, we played it last year. We performed it at the Melbourne Jewish Writers Festival and also at the Butterfly Club.
Well, you open a window to Israeli poetry, which is fantastic. Adi Sapir, thank you very much.